The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, and today we're going to talk about the Neptune retrograde. That one's going to be going on. It started on June 22nd, and it will go all the way until November 29th. So that one's going to be in for a bit for the rest of the year. And I wanted to give you some insights on that. So I asked the angels about that this morning. I was like, yesterday and the day before, I'm like, what are we going to talk about with this Neptune? Because Neptune's a bit deep, more spiritual, takes you into a deeper part of the soul for you to find some clarity. And it acts and behaves very differently, whether it's direct or retrograde. So it is in retrograde now. So that made a total of 6 retrograde planets, but now Venus is about to come out or has come out. So it'll be fluctuating back and forth. I think Venus comes out today, but I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about Neptune. So this one really takes us to address spiritual awareness, spiritual awakening, law of attraction. We've been talking about now for a while what we're focusing on is so important. Well, that is very much in line with law of attraction, because what we're focusing on is what, you know, we manifest. But that's also about what we believe and, you know, the intentions, because you can cancel them out, all that kind of stuff with law of attraction. I've been talking about law of attraction a lot in metaphysics here, because this is a very potent time while we're recreating a brand new everything. This one also helps us by reminding us that we have all the power to shift the reality we're experiencing. It's right in our hands. Now, yes, the whole world has this opportunity. However, you know, it depends on who chooses to use it or not. But this one's interesting. So we're going to talk about that today. What the angel insights or guidance would have on that, what we have to look forward to, what we can do with this energy. Neptune is about illusions. What is an illusion to you? Right? That's why I love that picture with the balloons I picked out today, because it really, to me, what I was inspired by with the angels was it sparked me to thinking out of the box more. It's a very creative year because we're constantly going through some kind of a major shift or change, and everything's going back and forth. Things are falling away, the whole thing. Illusions are, they're not what they appear to be. Neptune, when it goes retrograde, gives us opportunity to see what it really is all about. That's a good thing. We need to know what things really are. Now, some people just prefer to believe in the illusions. I mean, you know, I know we've all felt that way. We'd rather not look at that, you know, we're like, oh, you know, and that's just natural fear-based stuff that can come up when we're going through such shift. I mean, we're all human beings. We all feel these things. I don't want it to be critical or a negative thing I'm saying at all. It's not. When we feel something like that, we don't want to be hard on ourselves. And we may see other people doing that, but we're practicing how to let go of some of that judgment right now, let go of some of those differences. And it's an interesting year. So illusions are not what they appear to be. Okay. this particular retrograde gives us opportunity to see what's really going on, personally, globally, group-wise, whatever. Dreams. It's about dreams. Your dreams are your subconscious. That's the energy. That's what's really going on deep in there. And what are your dreams? This one helps us explore what are the dreams that I have that I still want to implement. Maybe I had some that just don't feel like I want to do that anymore. That's very common too. Unconditional love. Wow, that's a tall order right now, right? But that is, it's about unconditional love. This is a very spiritual planet. Takes you deep within your soul to figure it out. Higher dimensions, connecting, spiritual awakening, being in tune with something that's moving forward, like fifth dimension, higher dimensions, angelic realm, your spirit guides, just living beyond 3D world, so to speak. And what are your wishes? See, a lot of this all implements and moves and focuses with law of attraction and how we're creating a life for ourselves. What reality we're living in, what do we want to change about it, what do we want to do with it, all this kind of stuff. So this is a very important topic. I felt very led to work with this one because this one's going to take us all the way till November 29, this energy from Neptune. And it will feel a little under the current right now with so many other retrogrades going on at the same time. Yeah, we're in the, it feels like we're in the advanced Earth class right now, like really getting the lessons under our belt. There's so much going on with this. Neptune's also about bringing discernment. Right, discernment. Discernment is about seeing things the way they really are. That would be seeing right through that smoke screen. Seeing right through, wait a minute, that's not what it's appearing to be or saying it is, you know, that kind of thing. That's an important thing to have this year. Yeah, I mean, a lot of us are questioning, well, I don't know what to believe. You know, I don't know what to think on all the topics. So we won't go into those topics. We're talking in general how this energy can help with all of those things. We want to fine tune. This is why this is important. The discernment part is how we will fine tune what we draw into our lives, how we work with our law of attraction. That's so big right there. Because you want to feel clear and confident that you see things for the way they really are. And letting go of some of the anger that it's, you know, hey, you know, that's not real. That's a lie. That's this, that's that. Yes, those things are frustrating. But if we get so caught up in that, now we're missing the opportunity about the law of attraction and what we can do with it. That was the guidance I got from Archangel Haniel. Archangel Haniel is the one that came in the strongest for this Neptune energy. She's very much about the spiritual and the moon cycles and quite active right now and a great one to work with as well with all these different eclipses we're having. We have another one coming up on July 4th. Yes, we do. So that one's coming up in July. But the retrograde is in Pisces. Pisces is a very spiritual feeling, you know, getting in touch with things type of energy anyway. So if you feel like spiritual awakening and a lot of, you know, things are opening up for you or you feel drawn. And some people say, I'm not feeling or connecting with anything, but I feel drawn to understand it better. That's a step in that direction of spiritual awakening as well. You may find that you're drawn to learning a different viewpoint, different belief system, different approach. You may feel drawn to learn something you've never were interested in before. Listen to what your soul is leading you to, because it's your soul journey. We all may have different ones that we feel drawn to. But you want to listen to that. Intuition is one of the most valuable gifts you have within you, and everybody has it. It's about choosing to listen to it and trust it. If you feel like you don't trust your own, why is that? This kind of energy also will have you question things like that. Like, why don't I trust that? What happened in the past that's caused me to feel like this? You don't need to harp on it, but you also want to acknowledge, you know what? I started feeling like this way back because of whatever it was. Then you realize, wait, I'm not there anymore. I'm here. And these are opportunities to clean the slate and go a completely different way. Now, the eclipse we had last week, big deal, because that one was starting a whole brand new everything. This rolls in perfect timing while we're working on manifesting in a brand new way. So if you feel like you're still on the fence, trying to hang on to a lot of things in your past that are just not doing anything but causing stress, you need to ask yourself why. Nobody else can answer that question but yourself. Why do I feel this way? What can I do to shift, release it, free myself from this so I can move forward? Yeah, this year is no joke. This year is just constantly, okay, keep going. Talk about a full plate in spiritual school is what it feels like we're all going through and adjusting to living differently. And you might find that you have more fatigue at times. That's what I've been noticing. I'm fine, but I'll feel tired. And I just need to rest more because I'm working so much with different spiritual energies at a deeper level that I just go, okay, yeah, I can really feel that. But, whoa, I'm tired. Let me rest, rejuvenate. And each time I get a little bit stronger. So I like to call that spiritual fitness. We as we move up a notch, we have to adjust and acclimate to that. So I'm highly recommending, don't ignore that you may feel tired. Don't look at what's wrong. Look at, oh, maybe there isn't anything wrong at all. Maybe I just need to work on my balance and allow my body to rest more. Remember, we upgrade ourselves energetically and physically. They repair when you're asleep, not when you're awake. So if you find that that's happening, maybe you just need to go let that happen and rest a little bit more. So this and many other things are what we're talking about today with Archangel Haniel as the main go-to angel with this one. Really like Archangel Haniel with this because she's very much about these cycles and this feeling and the intuition and the spiritual side of you, the energy that flows through all of us, that's the feminine or nurturing energy, all of that kind of thing is very, very important. And it's going to help us with creativity a lot. Gabriel has also come in to support with Haniel on this one. Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel is a communication angel because we have that Mercury retrograde going on right now. But Gabriel is very much also about creativity and design and art. But not even just that. Maybe you're just trying to create a whole new path for yourself in life. And you don't have to necessarily be in the arts, but you're just trying to find a new way to do everything. Gabriel's good for that. Opens up the creative juices flowing so you can, you know, like explore it, take it seriously, things like that. I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep going. We're going to dive into that. If you have questions, please do put them out. I have the live chat open on YouTube. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about what Neptune energy can offer us in retrograde. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Two
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, Intuitive Guidance to Inspire Your Life. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, we are talking about Neptune retrograde that is in effect, started June 22nd, and will go to November 29 of this year, 2020. So it's a big one. Lasts a little while. It does an annual retrograde, but this is the timeline for this one on top of all those other ones. So the angels we're working with today are Archangel Haniel and Archangel Gabriel, and how they can help us with this energy. So I do want to say hello to everyone and put out a big thank you to everyone that's showing up over in YouTube chat. Hello to Michelle, Maddie, Candace, and thank you, Candace, so much for the support. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. Much appreciative of everything that we're doing here. Very humbled by the people that have supported the show. Now, one of the things that we're getting in a question is, thank you, Michelle. I just saw that. Thank you. I think what you're seeing, she's saying, I look well today, but I have a lot of sunshine here. Yes. And that might be what you're seeing, because I was working hard in my garden, and that might be what you're seeing. I love to get my vitamin D that way. So that's how I do it. I use sunshine. But thank you for that. Maddie is asking, do the angels have any advice for interpreting and applying messages we're receiving in dreams? Good one, because with Neptune, we have dreams going on. Mine have been wild, and I'm not always sure what I'm supposed to take away from them. Okay, first of all, with dreams, when we don't look at dreams literally. Now, I'm sure you've heard that before, but just for anybody listening to this that might be going through the same thing, because dreams can get very interesting when there's really a strong energy kind of flowing through with us right now, especially when you're in a shift, because your subconscious is trying to process energy in the dreams that you have going on that you may not be aware of in your conscious mind. With Haniel, Haniel's very good with dreams. Archangel Haniel is everything. It's looking at it. Here's with the illusion part too. It's not literal. Most dreams are not literal. I mean, very rarely. Very rare, unless you're having premonition dreams. But most of the time it's metaphoric. So you're looking for the symbolic things in a dream. Haniel points out to me immediately, look for the things that are sticking out the most. For example, do you have something blinking at you in a specific color if you dream in color? Do you have, I'll see that. They do that to me. Like, I guess they think I'm going to miss the message. They will blink neon signs at me when angels are talking to me through my dreams. And I'm like, with the neon sign already, are you afraid I'm going to miss it? Maybe I was. I don't know. But that's an example that I get a lot. I'll get numbers. I receive numbers a lot. I'll see different animals because I work with spirit guides and nature and animals a lot. So you'll see all these different ways that they will try to get your attention with something strange. Now, because you're calling it wild, there's your first clue. It's something so crazy and wild to you. What is it? And then look for metaphors of the meaning. There's different things that it could be, but you're looking for what clicks with you. You can look up dream interpretation all day long, but you can get some that way, but not really, you know, a lot. You're looking for the meaning. You're looking at also what seems to be the stressors or the focus or what's going on in your awake life, like your conscious life. And then you're looking at what were you thinking about before you went to sleep? Haniel says dreams are very powerful. Dreams move energy, and they are trying to bring to your attention what you need to know in your conscious mind. So if they're wild and not sure what you're supposed to take away from them, it might not be literally the whole outcome of a dream, because sometimes they don't even make sense. It could be that they are literally trying to give you clues on, why does that seem wild to you? What else is wild to you? Like, what is the definition of wild to you? Because that's your clue right there. They keep bringing me back to that word you've used, Maddie. So anything like that, you're just looking for the things that stick out that seem strange. Colors, like if you ask before sleeping, like if you would like to have colors and have you have a different meaning for colors, like if a peaceful color to you is a pale blue, and, you know, or like being sad or depressed is a deeper blue, you see that has two different meanings. So you're looking for things like that. So you're looking like numbers. I love the numbers because you can, you know, work with the meanings of the numbers. You have numerology, you have angel numbers that work with numerology. There's so many signs out there. So you're looking for, why does that feel wild? And what is wild in your life that maybe you need to pay attention to? So how about that? I know. Another one that I'm seeing that's coming up right now from Candace in the chat is, heaven knows I need an upgrade. I'm not very good at sleeping. Okay, that one, and here's the crazy part with retrograde, this retrograde, there's going to be a little bit more. If you are that type of person anyway, that maybe sleeps very light or doesn't rest great, you may feel that that's a little more stimulated right now with the retrograde, this Neptune retrograde, because it's working with that part of you, dreams and things like that. One of the things that I'm being brought attention to for you, Candace, is with Archangel Haniel as well, is there's something in your evenings that's like a routine, a family routine, a pattern, that if you change that with just a slight tweak, might be something that they're giving me a couple of things. They're saying there's something in the evening routine after 6 p.m. before you go to sleep, that if you tweak that, it will completely change it. And they're also saying if or when you exercise, it's the time of day that might help change that too. Some people cannot, like a lot of people work out after they're working or at night, and sometimes they can't do it then. You may not be working out at all, which might be causing some pent-up energy. Energy that's high energy in a lot of different directions, it has to process out and it will work with dreams. But if you feel like you can't sleep, you're looking for something in your routine to shift. You're looking for maybe what you're eating as well. It could be anything. It could be just the activity or something you're eating or drinking after 6 p.m. That's the biggest one right there that I'm picking up. So maybe look into that and see what you're finding with that. You had mentioned a few weeks ago that you had been ill, so your body can go through a lot of calibrating with that too. So, and this one is lingering, I know. So I'm thinking this one, patience for you, is going to be frustrating, but I feel like you're still processing out. If you can do any sort of detoxing after, I always do detoxing after it being ill. Or being, I haven't, yeah, I usually try to make sure I don't get that way. But, you know, when I have been in the past, I like to do a cleanse or something like that, just to kind of process things that have happened in that period of time. Any kind of illness on a metaphysic term is very spiritual anyway, because we're being brought to process what are we looking to balance in our life. So I was getting a lot for you all at once. And it felt like, it honestly felt like they were all trying to come in at the same time, because you seem to go in a lot of different directions at the same time. If that's incorrect, my bad. But I felt like, wait a minute, why so many different places? But it feels like that. So please know you're working through this. She's replying. I tend to walk the dogs in the evening when it cools off. I exercise in the mornings. I was just able to start back to exercise. Check the routine. Oh, yes. Okay. Steroids. Yes. She did have the virus, the COVID virus. So yeah, then that seems to have lingering symptoms from what I'm seeing. The steroids keep, yes, steroids do. They do. You will be back to normal. Absolutely. I'm just so thrilled to hear that you are doing better to where you feel like you are well enough to work. If you had been for a long period of time where you couldn't move mental energy, which you have, it feels like you have a lot of high mental energy anyway, going in lots of different directions. And now you're just now getting to where you can do some things. It should process out. Sometimes it takes a few times. So let me keep going with that. That was a couple of questions from the chat. Let me keep going on what we have with this Neptune retrograde, because these are some important points I want to bring up. Now, there's a lot of planets in retrograde, like I said, but there's also a strong focus on revisiting the past. I know, like the past. We learn from the past. We don't cling to it. I want you to repeat that to yourself. Learn from it. Don't cling to it. It's the past. But what could you learn from what happened in the past? You're looking things over before moving ahead. You know, you're going to pause. You're going to reflect. Things like that. Now, if Neptune is going retrograde, it seems to be doing it a little bit more, like I said, under the radar, a little bit more quiet. It doesn't want to draw attention to itself. It wants to be, I'm just going to kind of float under here and we're going to work on some stuff in private. It feels like that a little bit, which is a little bit different. I thought that was interesting. Remember, it's the planet of dreams, wishes, illusions, higher consciousness. Okay, unconditional love. Now, it can also, now that's the higher part we want to focus with Neptune. There's another side of the energy that you might be experiencing, and then you'll know where you are in the levels. There's a side that keeps you kind of foggy and confused about which way to go, or something just doesn't seem clear, or you're having trouble focusing. That's when in metaphysics, we call that a lower frequency, not grounded. I would immediately be grounding and stopping and doing a reset with that. Like whatever you do to ground yourself, focus, move. One of the simplest things you can do for grounding, if you seem to be just floaty and like that a little bit, foggy, just can't think clear, feel the bottom of your feet on the ground, on the floor, stomp them if you need to. It immediately will bring you back into your body to be present and now. Meditation is super important too, guys. Meditation is just one of those things we really need right now. But we're learning to completely transform, transcend into this whole thing. And it will, Neptune takes you to the deeper spiritual awareness. Deeper. Okay, deeper. What does that mean? It means you need to understand, and it's going to take you deeper to where you're going to really start to learn about love in its true form, unconditional love. Love unconditionally is a completely different thing than what most of us know as love. Or what, and sometimes when people are first tapping into unconditional love, I've heard it expressed as, I don't think I ever knew what love was before. Now I know what it is. And they always express how free they feel. They always seemed enlightened, like they're glowing from the inside out, and it's really amazing. Unconditional love is very, very different. And this energy all this year is bringing up quite a bit of where it's unconditional or conditional. Okay? And conditional love is really not going to support you moving forward, honestly, from what I'm seeing. All of us are working to shed that. All of us are working to, like, wait a minute, I get confused here, and there's that foggy part again. I get confused with, well, I don't want to be in a relationship that's not healthy or abusive or takes advantage of me, so I get rid of that. Is that condition? No, that's being self-care. That's being, you know, taking care of yourself. That's good. Unconditional love is something we send out. I send it out to the whole world. I may not agree with everything I see out there on a personal level, but I still send love because that's where love needs to be sent. That's lighting the world where it's dark, as far as I'm concerned. And so that's what I do. You can do that too. I mean, you might be very upset about certain things that you're seeing. And at the same time, that's exactly where we need to send a lot of love. Unconditional love is God's love. That is divine love. That is what flows through energy healing. I'm not picking and choosing who I'm sending energy healing to. And I've been doing that every day, most of this year. I'm still doing it. I send it out to the whole world, but I'm not saying, okay, these people, but not that people, because I don't agree with that. I'm not doing that. I'm just sending it out. I don't even need to know who or how. I want to just send it out because I want to send out light. That's what I'm talking about. So Neptune also has a way of helping you on a deeper spiritual awareness, realize how connected we all are, whether you want to be or not. We're all part of this one big consciousness level. And so, I mean, or group level, we have a group connection, then we have our individual connection, and kind of like the oneness of everything. Neptune teaches that. Neptune helps you discover that deeper when you go deeper and when you, you know, allow it to teach you what it can teach you. I mean, that's just, to me, that's incredible. Neptune does not concern itself with superficial stuff. It's all about the deeper stuff, all about the spiritual, deeper soul stuff. So all this stuff on the superficial level really isn't supporting much anyway. And we're seeing that very clearly. We're seeing how things that we had or did worked, but don't, and all of that. It also is very much about breaking the illusions. Think about breaking the illusions that you think. I mean, to shatter the illusions of what you thought was real sometimes can be a bit much. You feel overwhelmed by that. And then at the same time, how much better choices, I keep hitting that, how much better choices you can make if the illusion is brought down and you can see things for the way they really are. That's a big deal. When Neptune is moving direct, like right now it's retrograde, but when it moves direct, it likes to see, you know, everything about the, you know, world and all the colors, you know, no hard truth, you know, that kind of thing. You know, find the truth and everything. That's the Neptune direct. But when it's in retrograde, a little bit more discerning, it goes deeper to look up under the rug to see what's really going on. We need that right now more than anything. All of us do, no matter what, where or who you are. I feel like Neptune's going to really be a gift this year. We might find ourselves a little bit shocked at some of the stuff we'll discover when the illusions fall away. But at the same time, we're going to be, wow, it's a good thing we learned what we did. So that's what Neptune can do. It will have you revisit events. This one's asking us to revisit events from November 2019. Can you remember that? Can anybody remember last year and how different it was? November 2019. What illusions have already fallen away for you from then? Or misguided truth? Or what was happening in November of 2019 in your life? Neptune will help you revisit that to see, okay, compare that to now and what you see or know now, or what you'll know in the next few months. May not be today. It might be over the next few months. Remember, this retrograde is all the way till November 29. It brings you back to reality. Okay, so that one is a big one. Yes, bringing us back to reality. Neptune, when it goes retrograde, like I said, discerning, let's look at the truth of this. That's putting yourself back into reality to see it for what it really is. But it's also about bringing in and grounding in to what you're focusing on for a new reality. So if you find your reality is not quite what you were expecting, whoa, this isn't what I wanted, got to do this different, this is what you're going to be discovering in this retrograde. That's what I love about it, because who doesn't want some clarity while they're trying to create something brand new for themselves? I mean, we're all doing that right now, really. We're all trying to figure it out as a group and as an individual in our own individual lives. We're trying to figure it out. These are assets that we want. I mean, we want to start focusing on what we want to be clear about, what we feel clear about, what we want, what we don't want. We want to be clear on that. So this is going to do that. Archangel Haniel really can anchor you in. What I like about working with Haniel in meditations, especially for spiritual depth or connecting with the other dimensions, the higher dimensions, is I feel so safe. I feel so, it's calm. It's very gentle. It's very nurturing. I always ask Michael to be a protector and guardian for me when I'm going into realms like that. So anybody working in things like that usually does work with Michael a lot because he's very much a protective angel. Haniel, though, can help you to open your eyes to see things from different perspectives, to see things that were underlying that you didn't see that maybe were covered up. So she's really good working with the Neptune energy. I really like this. But taking yourself seriously for what's right for you, and not being afraid of that. I mean, everybody's going to be going through, okay, I don't know, yes, no. I understand that. We are still in a little bit of that with all these retrogrades. A lot of as the retrogrades start to fall away, it starts to open up and clear and things start to move forward. So for a lot of us, we're feeling like nothing is moving. Nothing's moving at all. It just feels like everything's just stopped. You know, if you had all, you know, you planned something like, yeah, that's pretty common right now. I'm even seeing that here for us. But now you have the opportunity to like, all right, I got to work and make sure my foundation is good. Make sure I'm anchored in, be clear. It gives you the opportunity to do that. So why so many this year? Because it's such a big transformative year. And if we didn't have these little nudges that were helping us along, I don't know if any of us would get it. I mean, sometimes I wonder. I mean, the power to change your reality is completely in your hands, to change your life, every bit of it. You have the power to do that. We have lost sight sometimes that we do have that. And going through this is going to help you remember that you can do this. I mean, some of the questions you can ask are, what actions are you taking to create the life you want? And I always get answers like, well, I can't this and I can't that, or I'm on hold because of this and that. That's okay. I understand that in this year. However, do you have any plans? Are you still working on it energetically in your thought focus? That's what I mean. You want to do that. I mean, Neptune, I feel, is a gift this year in the retrograde. And we might see some things we're not real happy with. Archangel Gabriel, remember, when you start to find your clarity over the next few months on this one, Gabriel is fantastic for the creative ideas, communicating, listening to your intuition, listening to others, things like that. But Gabriel's very good because Gabriel is the announcing angel. So is your soul trying to announce something to you like, hey, this idea is in here. Can't you see me yet? That kind of thing. It reminds me of that. The aha moments are coming if they haven't already. Guys, I know I truly believe in this. And I mean, I'm sharing what's worked for me. And yes, we're all feeling a little bit of a hold pattern right now. And you will, but you'll also start to see that it moves when you start to realize, I need to just stop pushing against the locked door and look for the ones that are opening. Things like that. So let me go over to, let's see if anything else is out here on chat, because we had, before we go off the air here, Candace, okay, good. You checked that routine. Awesome. You're welcome, Maddie. My dreams have taken me on 4 and 5 different journeys some nights. Others are super long and continue even if I wake up in the middle and fall back to sleep. I have that happen a lot. You might want to look at you. I don't know if you lucid dream or not, but you sound like you could. When I see that, lucid dreaming is very powerful. Because when you first wake up, and then you can go right back, when you first wake up in the mornings, that's a meditative state, actually. It's you're still kind of tied into that subconscious level before fully conscious starts to take over, you know, and you're missing everything like that. But if that happens again, if you can set that intention before going to sleep at night, probably would be the best time to do it, or ask for that assistance with the angels. Like, okay, if I get one of those interesting, wild, crazy journeys, I wake up and go back into it, and there's something you want to change in the dream, ask to be conscious that, hey, okay, I'm back in the dream, and I'm aware that I'm dreaming. Lucid dreaming is being aware that you're dreaming, and you go into the dream, and you're actually going to change things. It's extremely powerful. It's like working with your subconscious. It's incredibly powerful. I would, you know, I wouldn't say overnight it's going to be, oh, okay, it worked. Look into it, because if you're doing that and you're going right back into the dream, you could go right back in with the intention like, okay, going back in, but I'm going to be aware I'm in the dream and I'm going to have more control this time. And if there's something you want to shift, you might be able to do that. So I really like that for you. Candace, a lot of ADHD energy flowing, but it's been a bit stuck. Oh, goodness. Okay. Yes, your energy goes in lots of directions. And you know what? That just means that you have the capability to do so many things, and it's working to find the energy on how to harness all those individual things. I get that. I don't think that anybody comes in with something like that and it's not something they can use as a gift. And sometimes we have to find ways that make us a little bit more anchored so we can focus. And something that occupies the conscious mind while you're working on something else. Or like a lot of times, if I can't focus while I'm working on a project, I'll put on music that helps me focus. Like it's... Different things out there that they have, you know, where you can just kind of get that focus going. And a lot of times I need music that has no words. No words at all. I need classicals work the best for me. I find classical music. I'll use those frequency musics. And so something without words, because it helps my mind have something. And then I'm able to focus on my task at hand. I just a suggestion if you haven't tried it. I like that. I mean, a lot of people, sometimes you just get so distracted by so much. I have noise canceling headphones for that too. Like sometimes I've just got to really focus. And when you have all these other distractions going on around you, it can be very difficult. So I have to just get into my own little space. I do that a lot, especially if I want to meditate or something like that, and I just need to tune it out. But I don't like, for some reason, I love music, all different types, but for some reason, if I need to focus, I can't have anything with words in it. So the words will just take me all over the place. I know. That's something I figured out, and it was helping me study when I was in school and different things like that. It helped me a lot to just shift that up. And I remember when I was in some classes, when I was an NMT way back in the day, I was in classes and I would always put the head, we'd have a study hall and we always had this time where we could study and not have to take the homework home. And this is all adults in this. And I remember I would always put the headphones on with this so I could focus because of all the people sitting around me. And somebody came and grabbed my headset off and was like, what are you listening to that's so interesting? And they got an earful of just weirdness. And they left me alone after that. I'm like, hey, I got to tune you guys out. they wanted to, you know, goof off. And I mean, here we are adults, and they were goofing off like they were in junior high school. But I was trying to study and focus because I didn't want to take it home. And so I was tuning them out. I found that was when I found that, boy, this stuff really works. And it kept them away from me. They thought I was extremely odd because it was just some kind of random strange noise they didn't understand, but it was keeping me in my focus. And I was doing that when I had a classroom full of people that just wouldn't stop, and they were cutting up and just messing around, and I wanted to stay focused. And they thought I was being antisocial. They were trying to bully me, give me a hard time. But I found that this works really well. So I'm giving you that, thinking maybe that will help you a lot. Maddie's saying, I will definitely play with the lucid dreaming. Okay, I've done a little bit more of that in the past without realizing it. You've done a little bit. Then I would say this is an opportune time for you to start taking that a little bit more seriously and use it. Definitely give it a try. Now, if for some reason you guys feel like, okay, now I'm just so foggy, I can't think straight, find something that works. I gave you the suggestion of the focus music. Whatever it is that keeps you, I mean, what works for me may not work for you. This is a homework assignment, if you want to look at it. Go find what works for you. Because I'm throwing out ideas and suggestions, but everything that works for me, not necessarily will work for you. We have to find what will work for us. Neptune energy is taking us deep. And sometimes we could find that, wow, I feel like I'm really deep in there. You want to be clear. One of the things that the angels are really strongly recommending while we work with energies that take us this deep spiritually is the grounding. I mentioned it earlier, but I want to reiterate that. You want to be grounded. Your meditations, make sure you ground before you meditate. If meditation is new to you, or you have a lot of high energy that goes in lots of directions, don't meditate for too long. Go 10, 15 minutes. But ground, do 10, 15 minutes, come out of it. Find activities during the day that you can move the energy. Now, energy, mental energy and thought energy is usually what will get all clogged up with stuff like this. And so finding activities, I call them active meditations, whether it's walking a dog, working in the garden. Like mine is working it with nature, garden in the yard. I do like walking. I like to paint at the easel. I get completely lost in that. I also like to bake. I don't eat sweets, if you can believe that or not. I really don't. People think that's so crazy. I don't eat them. I haven't for years. But I like to work and challenge myself with baking breads and whole grains and organic and all of that. I love to do the hard stuff like that and challenge myself with baking things like that. I just get lost in trying to find ways to do that. And I don't always have time to do that with my schedule, but those are the types of things that I do. Those are things that I do to help move energy while I'm trying to figure something out. So guys, there's ways to do this. Exercise is a fantastic way. But meditation is, honestly, I don't want to say it like this, but to me, it personally feels like it's not an option this year. It just seems so important so we can stay on track with so much energy flowing in this year that's taking us on such a journey into discovering so many things brand new that we're just not aware from one minute to the next that we're in a brand new experience again. Wait, we've got to figure it out again. Yeah, that's what this year is about. And so there'll be a lot of that, and we won't be great at everything, but the point is keep trying. Okay, you're going to find something that worked. Okay, that didn't, not so much. Okay, try something else. Try something else, try something else. That challenges the perfectionist because they don't want to even do it unless it's going to come out perfect. Trust me, I had to overcome all that too. But you want to keep trying. It's like, okay, that worked, but that didn't. Okay, then keep trying. Keep trying. Don't give up now. So guys, I hope that you will take this as a positive with all of the things that are going on right now, that you can find your pathway and find what is unique to you. Hear the voice that's within you. Listen to your intuition. Know that you have everything that you need all within inside you. All of this is about, and I'm very passionate about this, I'm about helping you discover what's inside you already, like what you already have that's exactly what you're looking for. I want you to feel empowered that you can do that. That is taking the power back into your hands to completely change your reality. And I love that for all of you. So I hope you've enjoyed the show. I do hope that you will learn and go into everything that we've talked about today. I hope you will at least try. I hope that you will find inspiration. And I want to say thank you for all of you that support the show. It means a lot to me. We put a lot of effort in it here. We work really hard to bring you topics that can be helpful. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening and being a part of the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.